Does your sex life need a boost? Well, we're getting downward dog today, people, so stick around. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, March 29th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. And I know I've said this the past few times we've gone live with you here. Another beautiful day. Don't want to brag, but it's true, living in the great blue of L.A. So welcome to Los Angeles and to the show. Thank you for joining us. We love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions of our fabulous guest today at 347-857-2710. You can also email us here at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibeexperience@gmail.com, and those 10 digits to call in are 347-857-2710. So let's get shaken right now. So today, people, is your lucky day to jumpstart your fitness, weight loss, and a sense of well-being with my guest today. Woohoo! She is the owner of the Absolute Yoga and Pilates Studio. She developed her highly trained eye for movement and instinct for teaching while working under Maria Leone at Bodyline Studios. She is certified through the Physical Mind Institute as well as the Pilates Method Alliance. And she's also certified through the Pink Ribbon Program as a breast cancer exercise specialist, working with all kinds of clients to regain body awareness and movement. So please, welcome to the show, a woman with an energizing, amazing spirit, Connie Punturo. Hi,
Thank
Connie.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
Are you kidding? It's my pleasure. Yo, my pleasure to have you here with
Woo-hoo!
Me today. Yo, I'm going Jersey.
There you go. The East Coast coming out in us.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. You're an East Coaster. I think that's why
I'm a New Yorker.
You're a native New Yorker.
But I always wanted to be in California.
Really?
Yeah. I always knew that I'd live here. I wanted to go to college here. My parents said, no, you're not going to the West Coast. And I came back and forth a bunch of times, and I just always knew I was going to live here. Though I love New York. I love going back, but I am definitely a California person.
Interesting. So when did that dream finally come true?
I moved out here about 21 years ago. Going back and forth, I was an actress for a while, so I would come out here for pilot season and then go back. And then finally I met my husband, and he was from Jersey, and he wanted to move back east. He said, yippee, I found an East Coast girl. And I was like, yippee, I get to leave New York. And I guess I won.
You won.
I won.
Girl,
we ended up out here.
Wow.
So it's been a great journey. I love it.
Very interesting. Do you remember, I don't know the exact name of this paper game where you fold the paper into a cone, like, and there are four slots where you can put your fingers underneath?
Yes, and you play the game.
Yes.
And then you fold it up, and it had, like, a fortune?
Yes. Well, one of the areas that I used was where you would live. And California was also one of my choices, but also Georgia.
Oh,
I don't know why, maybe because I'm a Georgia peach, but I have no clue. But it was interesting when my parents decided to move to California, to leave the East Coast, that it was between California and Georgia. Is that scary?
That's just too, your life would just be very different, right? Very different.
I'll be talking about y'all. Girl, come on, honey. Yeah. But I'm living in Southern California, so I guess that's the best of both, right?
That is. Absolutely. And you're right. It is an absolutely gorgeous day.
It is.
It has some rain, but it is gorgeous. The energy is in the air, and it is a great time because spring is in the air. You get your body ready to move. Move more.
I know. That's your kind of motto. I like that. Just get up and move.
Well, you know, everybody worries. Okay, so listen, what I'm going to do is I meet people all the time. I'm going to come see you after I lose a little weight, and then I'm going to, or, you know, I'm going to come see you next week, or, you know, in 3 weeks, I think I have an opening. And it's like, no. First of all, come see me now. Don't worry about losing the weight, because that's why you want to start moving. And, you know, as we get older, we tend to be more sedentary. That's just the way things go. You know, when you're 20, you're ready to, oh, yeah, I'll go there. Someone says, you know, calls you up at midnight. You're like, yeah, let's go. When you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you just don't do that as much. So it's really about getting up and moving and just making those little changes in your life. I tell my clients to, you know, don't get the parking space right in front. Park further, park all the way far away, and then you have that distance walking in. If you do that everywhere you go, you've added 20 minutes to your day. And especially if you don't move, you've got 20 minutes of movement, and you have not done anything different.
Well, especially with you, what you teach, yoga and Pilates, it's so non-evasive to the body. It's so gentle on the body that if those people that are worried about, oh, you know, I was a wrestler, a dancer, and I injured myself, that's
right.
A perfect reason to do Pilates.
Absolutely.
And yoga, because, and you know what, and I want you to describe both of these forms of exercise and explain to people the differences and the benefits of doing them.
They're both mind-body exercises, modalities, which means that you have to kind of think and be in the moment of what you're doing. Yoga has a little bit more of a, there are so many different types of yoga that I'm just going to say. Anusara yoga is what we teach, comes from the heart. So it's movements with an opening of the heart and thought about what you're doing. Most people know downward dog, or a tree pose, or you've seen them. So it's moving through these poses, but there's thought about what you're doing. There's alignment. There's, not worrying about the person next to you, especially if that person is very, very flexible. So it's really about dealing with your body. You know, they always say practice on your mat. So your mat is your little space. You want to be there and not worry about anything else and just deal with the way your body is today. We wake up different every day. So it's really about honoring where you are and going. Some days you feel energized and great and I'm really going to tackle the world. And some days, boy, I don't feel so well. I kind of feel crappy. And if you move, you tend to always feel better unless you're, you know, coming down with the flu. Then I send people home. But most times that blood and oxygen moving through your body changes the whole dynamic of who you are. And then going into Pilates works the body from the inside out. So we're looking at the smaller muscles next to the spine and gives you a feeling of length and strength. And we're looking to get strong, stable, and flexible.
So and also, you said length, so I know as women age, we tend to shrink.
Absolutely.
So I want to get that 1/4 inch back.
Absolutely,
and it's
you want to stand. And you know, when somebody walks into a room, don't we instantly judge them? And especially if someone's posture isn't beautiful and long, boy, all of a sudden that ages somebody 10 years. You know, a couple years back at the Oscars, remember all the girls were in these strapless dresses, the young girls, and their posture was like horrendous. You know, they're really sunken in their chest, and we really want women, young women, but you know, women to be really tall and really long, engaged in their abdominals, and it changes who they are. It really changes the age that people are when their posture changes. And
but
you get posture with both yoga and Pilates.
Yes, I was out one evening to dinner, and I saw a young woman with her family,
mm-hmm.
their parents. I don't know, she must have been preteen, early, you know, 13, 14, something around that. Her posture, it's just what you mentioned,
yeah.
rounded shoulders, and I could see under the table how she was holding her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And there happened to be a very attractive blonde woman sitting where I was sitting, and she was just, as big as a minute, but all dialed up. And you can see this younger woman with the poor posture looking at her.
Right.
And I can only imagine perhaps a dialogue that young woman was having, oh, she's so beautiful, she's this, she's that, I want to be like that. But yet, when you see her posture, I wanted to go over there and say, get those kids up!
And what did we hear from parents, particularly mothers, stand up straight, stand up straight, stand up straight. Now, I have a 15-year-old daughter who's pretty good. But by the end of the day, I'm, like, not standing so well myself. But we really want to, especially young girls, they're coming into a lot of different stuff happening in their bodies. They've got a lot of pressure from school. They're in front of computers for a lot of the day. So that, you know, all contributes to their posture. So we want to really keep conditioning them to lengthen up. And most of them are carrying backpacks with books that weigh 30 pounds. I mean, from middle, from elementary school on up. I mean, it's craziness, craziness. So we really want to all change that. I'm going to say one more thing. I have one more thing that's not.
And that's it? You're not going to talk for the rest of the show?
And, no, it's gyrotonic. And that's one more modality that we do, which is a piece of equipment which makes the body move in a more circular way. So, again, it works from the core. Julian Horvath was the man who designed this system. And it has a more of a circular way. And he was a ballet dancer. He did, it had a little Tai Chi, a little yoga, a little martial arts. So it's a little bit everything wrapped into one, which, again, does the same thing, mind-body. So in your mind-body, you're really in that moment. You're in your body, as opposed to thinking about, you know, later on I've got to go to the grocery store. I want to stop at Trader Joe's. And you know, that little dialogue that we always have going in our heads.
I know. I have that little person in my head all the time. I give them $5 and say, you know, get a Starbucks if you can. I mean, you probably can't get a Starbucks for $5 anymore, but, you know, leave me alone. You know, you're chattering. I don't bother you. Why are you bothering me? But it's true. You know, I have a friend who practices yoga, and I hear from people who perhaps start a practice and say, oh, I started this practice. It was great, the stretching, but I didn't feel very well, and I'm not going to go back. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that yoga stirs things up, because it's like somebody takes a bottle brush and goes inside, you know, and cleans out all those little dusty corners and kind of puts it in the center of your spine and says, okay, so these things are useless now. We want to get rid of them. So your body says, you know, starts to purge in some way.
Right, and it's, you know, when you do, people are like, I don't like yoga. I don't like this or that. Listen, we're all going to gravitate to different things. It's not everything, you know, Pilates is not for everybody. Yoga is not for everybody. Gyrotonic, but it's having all these different places to go and to move our bodies in different ways, so we're not doing the same thing day in and day out. The body falls asleep. We fall asleep. So we want to be challenged. And I always tell people, they're like, oh, it's so slow, or oh, my brain can't stop. That's the point of it. That's the point. Why can't you move slower? What are we in such a rush for? My dad's 98, and he comes and stays with me with our family for the month of January. And when he's here, you've got to slow down a little bit. Now, he's sharp as a tack. He paints. He plays golf. He's amazing. But he's moving a little slower. And, you know, he's trying to hurry up for people. And I said, well, you know what? Let's us slow down. And whenever he's here in January, I'm always like, wow, how come I kind of can't keep that sense of slowing down? So that's why a lot of people don't like, you know, oh, my, you know, it makes me think my head doesn't stop. Your head never stops. You know, it doesn't. You've got to make a place where you just let your head keep going, and then eventually it'll get quieter.
But I think that's the society that how we live, and people can't. They want information yesterday, technology yesterday. People say, I texted you and emailed you, I Facebooked you, I did everything to you, but I didn't even call you. And they said, well, why didn't you respond? It's really hard, and I think disquieting for most people to be still, to be. You know, we're human beings, but most of us are human doings.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you know, let's face it, it's very demanding. I don't care if you're in Los Angeles or middle of the country. It's we have a very demanding life right now. As you said, we've got all of that on top of us, and it's very hard, which is why it's important to take care of your body. You know, I always everyone takes care of their cars much better than they do their bodies. You would never drive your car without gas, never, okay? And yet everyone wakes up and doesn't have breakfast. You would never, you know, you drive around your car, you fill it with gas, and then at the end of the day, you put your car in the garage, right? Do you fill it with gas? No, you don't, the car doesn't need anything. And yet, people are like, gosh, you know, at 8 o'clock, I'm up eating. I don't know why I can't lose weight. Well, you're not supposed to be eating. Did you finish dinner? Then your garage is closed. You can do something else.
I like that.
Go somewhere else. Go get busy.
You must have said something among many things so spectacular. The switchboard is going on fire, so let's take woohoo! We're going to spread some joy to some lovely listeners. So let's check in and see who has a question for the lovely Connie Ponturo. Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Connie. Who's this?
This is John.
Oh, hi, John.
How's it going?
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good. Do you have a question for Connie?
I do. I was just curious if Connie could talk a little bit about the studio that she works in and the offerings that she has there that we can maybe come. And does she work with a lot of guys, and how does that work in the studio?
Great question, John. Thank you. Yes, I do have a lot of men that do both yoga and Pilates. We happen to have started a men's group for Pilates because sometimes men get kind of funny working in with the ladies. A lot don't, but some do. So we've created a special program, a group performer class for men. We offer private group classes. We have mat classes. We have different kinds of yoga. We have all different. We have Pilates on the ball. We have a salsa fit. Different things to get people moving, all different price points. And we try to make it pretty available to most everybody. Classes are mixed level, except for Pilates, but our yoga classes are mixed level. So people who are just starting can always just come on in and take the lead. It's a really nice community.
That's great.
And do you recommend that I work specifically with somebody before? If I've never done Pilates with a guy, is it better just to come in and work one-on-one? How does that work? Do I just work one-on-one with someone first?
Absolutely. I think, you know, first of all, we'd say, do you have any issues? But definitely, I think working one-on-one with somebody, you learn your body and your space and what works for you, how to get you stronger, whatever you're trying to, if you're an athlete and we're trying to get you even more fit, then we can direct you in a certain way. So I think it's a great way for people to just work one-on-one to start. And then they can hop into group classes.
Great.
And John, you can check out Connie's website at the Absolute yoga.com for more information and contacting Connie, etc. Thank you.
Thank you. Very inspiring. Good stuff. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Let's visit someone else on the line here. I like that you have men classes because I think men tend to shy away from yoga and Pilates because they feel it's for ladies only.
Absolutely. And women always do things first. Because that's the kind of, you know, we check things out. And then usually women try to get their partners, their husbands, you know, hey, this is great for you. Hey, it's good for your back. And
it's good for your sex life. I call it sex Pilates.
Great, you know, about pelvic floor, men or women, got to use it.
That's right. You don't use it, you lose it.
That's it.
Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Connie. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess... They would just prefer to listen, and that is fine for us. Let's just try this other caller. Connie, I don't know what you're saying. We're just like, wow, baby, we're on fire. Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Connie. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marsh.
Marsh!
Marsh!
How are you today, ladies? Your show is sounding fantastic. I love it. You're doing a great job. I love Pilates, but as I'm hearing you speak, what I'm reminded of is how creative and how much creativity body movement, Pilates, yoga opens up in us. And I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit about how it opens up our level of success and our ability to create more of what we want in our life.
Ooh, I love that question.
That's a wonderful question, Marsh.
Woo! Well, I think anytime you move your body, when you're depressed, the first thing you want to do is never move again, right? Depression creates non-movement. So to move someone out of depression, you start to move them more. So when we want more creativity, the more we move our bodies, and it can be starting off on a walk, starting off on a hike. You know, when you're moving your body through space, it just opens up. It takes you out of your brain and moves you into that place where you're just there. So when you're doing Pilates, when you're doing yoga, when you're doing gyrotonic, if you're taking a class and you're really there, it just lets you kind of be in that space where you're not worrying or focused on things that are out of your control. And you're really in a joy place, a place of bliss. But, I mean, it just puts you in tune with really the most important part of you, just being there. You know, we do a lot of things and take ourselves out of, I don't want to face this, I don't want to do this. But sometimes when you just move and you do it, you realize, you know, it's not so bad. being here is not so bad. So I think that opens up your creativity. And especially after you finish, I always tell people, it's when you go off to your car. It's when you're going to Target. And all of a sudden you cough and you feel your abdominals connect. And you feel you're like, oh, my God, you get that aha moment. And I think that's what we're looking for. And that's what opens up the creativity.
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we are so lucky that Marsh, this fabulous Marsh Engel, ladies and gentlemen, who has her own talk show and who's also a business coach and understands the beauty of what Connie does. And so two fabulous women connecting. So, Marsh, thank you for calling in and for inspiring so many women yourself.
You are sure welcome. You're both doing incredible, great work in the world. And anytime I can pause and celebrate what women are doing in the world, I'll say yes to that. And so congratulations and thank you for making me smile today and celebrating your creativity.
Thank you, Marsh.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! You know, that was a wonderful question that Marsh brought up. And I initially got a thought of, what both Pilates and yoga have in common is this breathing, a breathing technique.
Yes,
both are a little different. However, but through that breath seems to be a way to connect with you,
right,
and being present and in the moment. And when you are present and in the moment, that's a place of vulnerability, I think personally. How I experience it. And where all the that inner voice that we all have, we're so busy in our lives that we can't hear that. That's where success can come, because Pilates and yoga quiet the mind to hear the little voice that says, psst, "Hey,
I got
a great idea."
Yeah, that's always talking to you. And the biggest thing here is most people don't breathe. I mean, when we start with someone new, and John was asking that question about starting with someone new. Probably the simplest thing that we do is we let somebody come in and they just start breathing. And I'm like, there's your homework. And it's like, what? But it's an involuntary action, right? Of course. But what we want to do is pay attention. Usually we're in such stressful situations, you come out of it and you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't think I was breathing that whole time. So breath definitely brings us back to our center and opens up creativity, brings you back to spirit.
And you said something so important among many other things, but I think the number one key is paying attention.
Yeah.
We don't pay attention, we're not aware, and we often question in our lives why this, why that, why this,
right,
why that. It's because everything is right in front of you if you just opened your eyes.
Right.
And the kind of work that you do will enable people to really open their eyes to their own gifts, to see, well, like, I want to lose weight, and you will. It's not a struggle at all.
No, absolutely. I mean, I always tell people it's small steps. We're always talking baby steps. It's not like we have a client that lost 94 pounds. How did he do it? 5 pounds at a time. 100 pounds is overwhelming. 20 pounds is overwhelming. 10 pounds, but if you think about the small baby steps of, okay, what's the equation? Every diet book out there, it's always the same. You're going to eat a little bit less, and you're going to move a little bit more, right? I mean, that's really the equation that everybody adheres to. So if you do that in small baby steps, make your portions a little bit smaller. Don't go for seconds. Kick out the dessert. Don't eat after 8. Make sure you're eating meals every 3 hours so that you're not starving yourself. And you're eating food, okay? We have to eat food. We have to eat real food. And
really?
Then
you have to eat food?
I know. Shocking. Shocking. But, really, you giggle, but people don't. When they come and say, okay, this is what I'm eating, I'm like, okay, that's not food. Okay, that's not real food. And then taking yourself for a walk, doing Pilates, yoga, gyrotonic a couple times a week, but then moving every day. What are you doing in between? As I said, park the car further away. Make yourself walk. Make yourself just move more, and it will change your life. It won't be the struggle. Yes, you'll have to be. Sometimes it gets hard. I have to go to this. People are like, oh, that's hard. When did working hard become such a thing we couldn't do? Sometimes you have to work hard. Sometimes you have to dig in. Sometimes you have to make that focus, that goal, really big.
But people don't want to work that hard, and they want things instantaneously. They want happiness instantaneously. They want to lose weight instantaneously. And if it takes them too long to achieve a goal, they just give up. And I know you and I had talked about this earlier about dieting and how that word should really be ripped up and thrown.
You want to change your life. It's a lifestyle.
It's a new lifestyle.
It's a better life. It's feeling good. And listen, I always say, if you're good 80% of the time, that 20% is not going to matter. Nobody's asking. You know, it's really just making that shift. It's always about that shift. You know, those little things, and the world opens up. And you know, sometimes it's
that
hard.
Easy, Connie, isn't it? Really.
It's that easy and it's that hard at the same time.
Yes.
Because sometimes the simplest stuff is the hardest, right? Because everybody wants that, as you said, they want that, can it be easier? No, it is. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other.
Well, how could it be hard with someone like yourself who is so energetic and who is there for people to help them find the best people they can be, to get them motivated and to be there to keep them on the right track. And I want to give out all this delicious contact information so people can start to lose weight, improve their sex life.
Absolutely. And I'm also going to say, if anybody calls from this radio show, say you heard it on the radio show, I'll give them 10% off our transformational package, any of our series.
Woohoo!
Before April 1st.
Excellent. To April 1st. Cool. Excellent.
Yep.
So people can call you at 818-226-0695, and they can go to the website at theabsoluteyoga.com.
That's right.
And find out more about you and the Absolute Yoga and Pilates Studio, what you do, and why you are so successful at what you do. Connie, it's been such a delight. I don't know where the time went.
I know. Such a pleasure, Lauren. I can't wait to do this again with you sometime.
You know what? Please.
Fantastic.
Anytime you want to come on, you are more than welcome to come on and share your amazing stories and how people can achieve more success in their life and just feel better about themselves. It's been a joy, truly a
joy.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, the lovely Connie Ponturo has been on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes today, and you can contact Connie at 818-226-0695 or go to her website at theabsoluteyoga.com, and she's offering a fabulous incentive, 10% off, if you mention that you have heard her on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes with Lauren Leibowitz. So if that's not incentive, I don't know what is. Plus, I'm willing to improve my sex life for sure. Sex Lotties, why not? That extra inch? will really help me. So thank you, Connie.
Big all right, Lauren.
Please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be retail window designer and mannequin guru, Chad Michael. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining me today and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. I'm going to leave you with Caroline Waters and Full Moon Rising.
Find you gotta live it, you gotta